Right now, live in the studio, I have got Dr. Marty Coleman. We've also got Andrea Porter. These are two folks from WT. I heard about Marty because he had this really cool class about music of the 60s, and our very own Kay Kennedy took that class, and she was just fascinated by it. She loved it, and she's like, you got to have this guy on. And I was like, wait a minute, doesn't he do that show? Doesn't he do the show on the radio station down there? She goes, yes, that's him. So I love 91.1 FM, a show called Psychotic Reaction. It is from 7 to 9 p.m. Friday nights. So he's got a long day today. So we thank you so much, Marty, for coming in today. And thank you, Andrea, for being here.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
Good. Well, we are here because you have probably the coolest class that's going to ever be at WT coming up shortly. And we want to make sure folks are aware. Tell us about the class.
Well, we need to look at the fourth B. You talked about Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms. Now, the Beatles will come along, so we have that. And for everyone who wants to enjoy the great years of the Beatles in the 1960s, of course, that would be in this class called Hysteria, Hair, and History.
Excellent.
So, just, you know, we hope it will turn out well. For it's three nights in April, April 2nd, April 9th, April 16th, starting at 7 o'clock to 8:30 p.m. So that'll be a good thing for us all.
Yeah, the Beatles, I can't fathom something cooler than a Beatles class, but it's hard to even imagine how you're going to approach that. How did you go about, like, this is what I'm going to focus on? You could go so many directions with a class about the Beatles.
It is. You're right. like what I plan, what I hope for is the first night to look at the how they began, their background, Liverpool, you know, when John met Paul, things like that, that will start or put in place the mechanics that change pop culture, then look at their, I guess, middle years and what they did, you know, and how they revolutionized pop music, and then Sgt. Pepper's, then get to the breakup and what went on there. I think, you know, everybody has some ideas about it, and we want to share everyone's ideas, of course. So,
and it seems like the perfect time to do this because there are so many really comprehensive documentaries right now about, like, you know, different things and aspects of that culture, not to mention the Beatles. There's a really good George Harrison one that you can't believe how much information is here. And, you know, the early stuff, like the, you know, like their skiffle music at the very beginning and how they met, and just all of the different pieces that fell into place for it to become what it was.
It's, you know, I think it's a great thing to look at. And, of course, how they did revolutionize pop music and made everything just come together and change the world. And, you know, we were talking about Hard Day's Night and the movie that came out then and how that had such a big change in their Ed Sullivan, you know, in 1964, their Ed Sullivan appearance, all this. And I think it changed not only the musical, but the way we lived, the hair, the clothing, how you felt, you know, drugs, all these things that we have to talk about. And, you know, how is it different? You know, 1964 goes from I Want to Hold Your Hand. Then they go to Why Don't We Do It in the Road? You know, just 4 years later.
Still a great question.
Yeah. And how, yeah.
Yeah, and it's really crazy to think Hard Day's Night era, where it's like, oh, this is essentially a boy band, and the hysteria that went around it. I mean, the same hysteria happening with, you know, Elvis Presley and, you know, obviously like Bob Dylan, I mean, the Stones, people just passing out. Yeah. And that continued after that, but they didn't really see that before that you know, those bands in the 60s and the mod rockers.
Yeah, really.
But I swear, when I was growing up in, you know, the early 80s, you would see footage of people just like having like cardiac arrests at like, you know, Michael Jackson concerts and stuff. And you're just like, this is kind of a modern thing. This started in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
And it didn't really exist before that. People were pretty civil and sat in their seats and chapped, you know, clapped and everything. And then to see where it is that the music went, you know, with Strawberry Fields Forever. And we have a lot of Beatles music on this show all the time. And we have a lot of like kind of those rarities and those demos where you can hear them kind of talking about their process. And it is just the alchemy of the four of them, really. There's no other way to describe it.
It was just a band that had, you know, John and Paul, two geniuses, and then George came in and said, "Hey, what about me?" And then he came along, and you know, Ringo kept the beat and was the adorable loser, they called him.
So good. Yeah, it's a really good dynamic. You personally, your history with this music, tell us a little bit about that. Like, everybody can remember the first time they heard their first you know, Beatles album in full.
Of course, you know, I grew up during that time. My sisters were into it. I think actually the first one was my sister received Rubber Soul for her birthday. And she said, you know, I don't really like it that much. And I said, well, I really, can I buy that from you? And of course she said, no, well, you can listen to it anytime. So we got that. And
did it grow on her?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, good.
I think
because that's a really good one. That one to me is like the like if you're going to like have a first album by them to get a little taste of all of it, that's a good one.
I think, you know, Rubber Soul is they're maturing so much and going their own way and saying, hey, we're going to not be concerned about shaking our head and we're going to change the world. And they did.
Yeah, they absolutely did. So this is a course that is an evening course. So it's open to anybody who wants to come in. You know, as I said, our coworker, Kay Kennedy, she took the class, you know, just as a continuing education thing. It is Tuesday, April 2nd, Tuesday, April 9th, Tuesday, April 16th in the evening. So it makes it very accessible to people who just really have a passion for this and want to just sit and focus and learn more.
Yeah. And there's a lot of continuing ed classes. I think Andrea might have a few.
Yeah,
more.
Andrea, tell us a little bit about that. Because when I came down to WT, my husband works at the university, and I was like, I'm going to take all these classes, and it was like, oh, this is like these are serious.
Yeah,
these are real serious, great classes.
Yeah, and now we've opened up lifelong learning to the community, and we have lots of talent, of course, at our university, like Dr. Kuhlman teaching some of his favorite subjects. We also have people within the community. For instance, HR Flowers owner Glenda Moore is teaching front door decor next week. So if you like crafts, that's a great class for you. We have another historian, Dr. Jean Stuntz, who's teaching A Historian Revisits Downton Abbey. It's also next Friday at 7 o'clock. And then we have things like Taming the Paper Monster. So if you have a house that's just teeming with paper or a desk at work, then we can help you with that. And that session is Friday, April 5th. So there's a wide range of classes for you to enjoy. If you want, just go to our website, wtamu.edu/extended-studies. And you'll see all of our catalog, all of our classes that are upcoming. And if you want on the mailing list, you can get on that because we do send out a nice catalog and we have about 40 classes a semester.
Yeah, and they rotate so much because they're shorter. And so you're able to get some new ones in there.
Exactly.
Do you have a favorite Beatles song, either of you?
Mine would be A Day in Life.
Excellent choice.
Or In My Life is always a such a beautiful song.
Yeah.
Actually, In My Life, he was going to talk about Liverpool in the song, and I think that would have constrained that song. Now it's a universal song that everyone, you know, has places they remember all that.
Yeah, and you know, if he would have put Liverpool in there, it would have messed it up for all those weddings.
Yeah, that's right.
Andrea, what about you?
Mine is Hard Day's Night, and I grew up in the early 90s when they redid those, or they had those documentaries, and then they re-released the CDs, so that's my introduction to the Beatles.
Yeah, I honestly can't remember when my first one was, but I really want to say I did not listen to it till I was like in high school. I mean, you hear the Beatles, obviously, but reruns and Nick at Night, they used to play some of the old, you know, the right. old movies. And so you'd see them, but they felt really campy, you know. Mm-hmm. But I also grew up watching The Monkees, which yeah. felt very much like, you know, an homage to that.
Yeah.
So it was always very weird because I didn't know which one came first. And it wasn't until later in my life that I really got into it. And it was Rubber Soul and Revolver. I got them both at the same time. And it was like, forget about it. And then the White Album. And I didn't come up from that for a couple years.
Nice.
I'm still probably in there somewhere. Yeah. Well, this is fascinating. And I thank you both for coming through. We will get this all posted so folks can find more information about the class. It's called Beatles, Hair, Hysteria, and History with Marty Coleman. And it's going to be in April. Folks, check it out. If you're a passionate about music, this is just going to be such a fun thing to just focus on and get right back into it, because nothing bad can come from listening to more Beatles.
Right.
Okay. Nothing. All right. Bad. Well, we're going to go ahead and play some favorites. We're going to do Day in the Life. We'll do Hard Day's Night. We'll do In My Life.
All right.
And you get to get back to class.
Okay.
Okay.
Good deal.
Well, thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, folks, here it is. Day in the Life off of Sgt. Pepper on High Plains Morning.